The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for New Country, 1027 KORD. Make sure you have our free app for concert news, contests, and your favorite country everywhere you go.
Number one for New Country, it's 1027 KORD at 613. You got Rick, you got Patty. Thanks for keeping the cord plugged in. Good morning. Right now, a little breezy for us as we start our day, huh, Patty?
Just like yesterday.
Just like yesterday. Right now, it's cloudy skies, about 60 degrees. We're going to work on some Facebook fun, other people's problems coming up in just a bit. Grabbing your coffee, grabbing your Red Bull now. I know also you've got tickets to the Benton Franklin Fair and Rodeo, too.
We do. We have a stack over here.
All right, so we'll give our first set of tickets away at 720. So let's get your day started. You got Rick and Patty, 1027 KORD20. You got Rick, you got Patty. Good morning. Happy Tuesday. Welcome to it right now. Cloudy and breezy and 65 degrees for you. Facebook fun to get the day started. Here you go. I thought we'd have a little fun. Show us your pets. Upload a photo of your fur babies in the comments so we can admire them. And we'll have some fun with that this morning. Already a ton of people with their pets already up there.
Should I put the Stinky Peach up?
I love Stinky Peach.
I call her the Stinky Peach, even though she doesn't stink. But
she likes
I just call her that.
She does not like DJ, the dog.
Oh,
so.
Yeah, and she lets me know every now and then.
She lets you know. So I'm looking at some good looking. Oh, I love it. So Michaela, Alicia, Kathy, I love it. Bear, oh my gosh.
Look at them.
Look at all these guys. Allie.
Miss Molly.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to drop
my... Oh, wow. Yep. Look at that.
I'm gonna go over and drop my doggos in.
Oh my goodness. Look at this big, I think it's a German Shepherd. Look at his ears. Oh, he's happy.
I love it. Don't you love it? Love it, love it, love it, love it. So there's a lot of great photos.
Is that a cow up there? That's a cat from Alicia. That's a cow.
Nothing like having a cow
what
in
there. What the heck?
Nothing like having a cow in there.
Nice.
I'm all about that here.
I love them.
I'm going to put Barkley Dog in there, so I'm going to load up
I'm going to put DJ in.
Yeah.
Hey, our friend Coca-Cola sent me a DJ lookalike.
Oh, yeah?
She messaged me on Facebook. I'm like, oh, my goodness, it looks just like DJ.
Oh, my gosh.
So then I had to, you know, put a DJ photo in.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Well, let's throw some DJ
in
there.
I will.
Throw some peaches there.
I will.
So that'll be the Facebook fun. Show us your pets. Upload a photo of your fur babies in the comments so we can admire them. And we love cows. We love horses. We love pigs. You name it. You name it. We want to see it. So get your animals up there. Love to see it. You got Rick and Patty. That's the Facebook fun. 1027 KORD.
Listening to Rick and Patty in the morning on number one for New Country, 1027 KORD.
New Country, it's 1027 KORD. Good morning, you got Rick, you got Patty. What is going on in Nashville?
So Hardy is now sharing a song set to appear on his upcoming album, Country Country. It's called Bottomland. And Hardy says, as a proud Mississippian, he is beyond excited to sing a song that represents the state so well. It's a 20-track album that's coming out on September 29th. We'll be on the lookout for that. Meanwhile, Dolly Parton has a new wine bar. It's officially open for business. The wine brand Dolly Wines opened inside the Assembly Food Hall in Nashville on Friday. The space has a long bar top that sits under a large photo of Dolly cradling one of her wine bottles, and fans can grab a glass of wine at her kiosk in the food hall, which has over 30 places to grab a drink or a bite to eat. Ashley McBride is closing out 2025 in style. She's got four shows at Eric Church's Bar in downtown Nashville. It's a four-night stand being dubbed the Redemption Residency, taking place at Neon Steeple, which is located inside Chiefs. The first two shows are scheduled for October 14th and 15th, and then two more are going to follow on December 11th and 12th. If you're interested, tickets go on sale this Friday. And Bailey Zimmerman is surprising us with a new single, Chevy Silverado, arriving just a week before his anticipated album, Different Night, Same Rodeo. Along with the surprise drop is a limited Silverado edition Galaxy White vinyl of the album. And that's available for pre-order on store.warnermusic.com. His new album is coming out Friday. And finally, Country Thing says that, well, there's a reason why we love Morgan Wallen, Rick. He recently was performing in Santa Clara, California. He grabbed a fan's smartphone and was FaceTiming with their 10-year-old. The boy's mom shared the heartwarming moment on TikTok, capturing the pure magic of that interaction.
Aww.
And though I know,
aww,
those are your trending headlines.
We love to hear from you, and it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the Cord mobile app and send us an app chat message, or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for new country, 1027 KORD. Make sure you have our free app for concert news, contests, and your favorite country everywhere you go.
27 KORD at 649. You got Rick, you got Patty. Thanks for keeping the cord plugged in. 65 degrees, cloudy skies. Is still a little breezy. I'm looking, I don't know.
I'll take it. I don't mind it.
I don't know if it's necessarily breezy out there, but...
It was yesterday. Yeah, big time.
Yeah, winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Today's high near 90, if you're curious about that. Coming up, another edition of Other People's Problems. We got a situation where dad is watching too much TikTok, and he wants to charge the kids rent. But wait till I tell you the ages of the kids, okay?
Oh, no.
All right, we're not talking adults here. We're not talking 18 and over here. So we'll talk about that. We're not even talking 16. So we'll talk about that coming up in a little bit. And meanwhile, while you have it open, the KORD mobile app, lots of great information up there for you. I did see while I was gone over the weekend, I did see that JCPenney got sold.
The Kennewick store is part of... Yeah, 119 different stores. It's a
Is it gonna be JCPenney's?
Yeah,
or?
No, it's fine.
Yeah, interesting.
Yeah, it's not like they're going out of business. That is
it's
not
just owned
the
by
case.
Private equity firm or whatever owns it or whatever, different things like
so
that.
So calm down. But I just saw there are three Washington JCPenney's that were part of this deal.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. I saw it.
I got when I did some digging. It's fine.
And that's what I was thinking.
It will still be JCPenney. Not going anywhere.
I was like, what are you
going
to do with it? What are you going to do with a big, giant building like that? So, yeah, I was very curious about that. So, we got it posted for you there. And also the 10 best places to get breakfast in Washington. If you're getting up this morning thinking about going out for a little breakfast, Sageport Grill is one of my faves right there in Richland.
I love that place.
Yeah, that's a great one. And then the Just Joel's old place is called the Busy Bee.
Yeah.
And that's a pretty good
one. I have yet to be there.
Yeah,
I haven't been.
That's right there in Kennewick. So there's a couple great places to get breakfast. Chime in on this. Add to our list there. But we got it all posted for you right now on the station mobile app.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for new country, 1027 KORD.
And number one for new country, it's 1027 KORD with Rick and Patty. Good morning. Happy Tuesday. Welcome to it. You got Rick, you got Patty. All right, Other People's Problems this morning brought to you by Cliff Septic, number one in the number two business. And what is going on with Heather here?
Rick and Patty, my husband spends way too much time on TikTok and thus gets some crazy ideas. So he wants to charge our 7, 9, and 12-year-old kids rent because he believes it's going to teach them responsibility about money. He says starting with the new school year, they will each receive a weekly allowance for their chores. They will then pay back a portion of it to us as rent. I told him, you're crazy. He told me any smart parent would do the same thing he's doing. Do you agree with him? Should kids pay rent? Heather in Pasco.
So what is allowance up to these days? Anybody?
I don't know.
I was going to say, what is the allowance up to? So when I was a little kid, and this is how my foster mom handled this particular situation, and I've talked about it a lot. So I got a dollar a week allowance back in the day for doing my chores, and she would take half of it for birthdays and anniversaries and savings. So 25 cents went to birthdays and anniversaries, 25 cents went into savings, and then I got to keep 50 cents, which back in the day could get a candy bar or a comic book, a little thing like that as a kid. Now, interesting enough, when I got to be a teenager, my foster mom called me up and said, hey, by the way, here is your bank passbook. And so there was like $200.
Oh, wow. Nice.
That from all these quarters from having this allowance
that she had saved.
When I was six, seven, eight. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. So what am I good at? I'm good at saving.
I just am.
Yeah. Now, rent. Okay. So to me, if you're going to do something like this, I would much rather have it be, you know, money for savings, money for birthday anniversaries. And the nice thing about it is my son and I got into this argument because he had read my book. And he goes, I can't believe your foster parents took your money. I'm like, what are you talking about? You know, I'm like, what are you talking about? For birthdays and anniversaries? And they made you pay for stuff? I'm like, yeah, my foster parents made me pay for stuff. If my dog got sick, That's what that money was for, because it taught me, what did it teach me?
Responsibility.
Responsibilities.
Rick.
Now, I tried to reason with my child, and I'm like, you realize that medicine costs more than what an 8-year-old had, right? It like it didn't, they didn't, you know, I did take money out of my savings to pay for my dog's medicine, but I'm sure it cost.
He took it so literally.
Literal. Like, I mean, I'm like, there's no way. I mean, think about, or yeah, even. No. Or,
we know your parents paid for.
But even birthdays and anniversaries, you know, when they'd go, hey, Patty Joe, you know, Kim Wagner's having a birthday party. You had to go buy her a Barbie, right?
Of course.
It wasn't your parents buying the Barbie. It was like, okay, you go pick out something for Kim. Mm-hmm. And then it came out of Patty's savings or allowance.
Right, right.
If
you bought something that was a little more, I'm sure they helped.
Absolutely. Yeah. I know they did. One year they had me save up for Disneyland. I had $20 for Disneyland, and which was a lot of money for an 8-year-old, right? And I remember going into a store, and I looked at something, I go, Mom, Dad, I want that. And they go, well, you have your own money.
How much do you have, Ricky?
And it's amazing what I did when I went to the store and said, I want that. My mom goes, oh, you have your own money. Guess what I didn't buy?
Right.
I didn't buy.
Mm-hmm. But did you get something that you could afford?
Well, it wasn't even about that.
Do you remember?
No, I don't. I don't recall that. All I know is that when it's somebody else's money, you spend like a drunken sailor. Mm-hmm. You know, government. Hello, government.
Listen to you.
No, but I'm saying, but because it was my own money, I picked and choose what I wanted. And that was
Again,
another lesson was taught by the fact that
Rick knows how to live.
No, it's just, but that was, so.
You do not live beyond your means. So Heather, I get it.
So Heather, that's a good, okay, so think about that. So rent, that seems way extreme. Sorry. You know, that I think that's way extreme. I do think 7, 9, 12-year-olds, I do think you hold back a little bit of their allowance and have them do some savings and different things like that.
I was not charged rent. I would have been, thus I left. I flew the coop. See you later. If I'm going to pay rent, I'm going to go get my own deal.
Of course you
would.
And
I figured it out.
Right. And you had to buy some of your school clothes, different things like that.
Oh, gosh, yes. Yes.
You had to work.
Two pairs of pants and my mom bought whatever. And I got a babysitting job.
Yeah. See? Because then you could go buy.
And then I got a real job when I was 15. I worked at Rack's Roast Beef.
So I think that I think there's a good lesson in her.
These are 12-year-olds. I mean, come on.
Yeah, 7, 9, and 12.
Oh, my
word. That's a little extreme on making it rent. I definitely would do savings. I would do birthdays, anniversaries, something like that.
But charging them rent.
Yeah. Rent, that's a little much. All right, so we're going to take some calls. 547-KORD, app chat us what you do in this situation. We want to know. It's Other People's Problems, brought to you by Cliff Septic. Your comments, your calls on the way. You got Rick and Patty.
Listening to Rick and Patty in the Morning on number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD.
Bailey Zimmerman, Backup Plan, Luke Combs, 720, number one for New Country. It's 102.7 KORD. 65 degrees, 48 cloudy skies, Tri-Cities. I'm trying to see. I don't think it's breezy right now. It's supposed to be 10 to 15 miles per hour, but I'm looking outside. I don't see it. I don't see it. Check that blue bridge, I guess, because I'm over here sitting here thinking, is it blowing? Is it swaying?
Not really.
Today, 94 yet. Low tonight, 65. And then winds 10 to 15 miles per hour, if you're curious about that. Well, we love it because it is really the best week of summer as we get ready for the Benton Franklin Fair and Rodeo. Going to be some great acts. What, Daughtry's coming through.
That's right.
Jake Owen, Wynonna. The list goes on and on. Sir Mix-a-Lot and Smash Mouth. It's going to be a lot of fun. So we do have some admission tickets for you. If you want to really go to the fair this year, we're going to take care of you. Right, Patty?
Who wants to go? Yeah, we got a family 4-pack. You can bring the entire family.
There you go. So, all right. So what caller do you want to take on this?
7.
All right. Caller number 7, 547-KORD, 547-5673. Caller number 7 going to be going to the Benton Franklin Fair and Rodeo on 1027-KORD Dime. There you go. So caller number 7, good luck. Family 4-pack up for grabs, 1027-KORD.
We love to hear from you, and it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the Cord mobile app and send us an app chat message, or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for New Country, 1027-KORD. Make sure you have our free app for concert news, contests, and your favorite country everywhere you go.
Those who got to see Tyler Hubbard at Watershed absolutely had a good time. I hear that Zach Top stole the show, Patty.
That's what I heard.
But it was a great time. Bailey Zimmerman.
That's what I saw.
My friend Allie was writing on her Facebook page that Bailey Zimmerman made her cry during one of his songs. So it was an amazing Watershed. and I know everybody had a great time. I've been to several. I did not go to this year. I was in Boise hanging out with my best buddy from high school. But he'd been inviting me to come down there for months and months and months, and so I eventually, you know.
What was the highlight of Boise?
We went to this great little pizza place that I think I had four slices of pizza that was so good. And he lives out in Eagle, so he doesn't live necessarily in Boise. And then I did go to college down in Nampa. So, I mean, it's crazy how it's grown. Like, Boise is just blowing up.
Yes.
Like, Tri-Cities is blowing up like a weed. Boise, that area. And then it was just, it's a great pizza place. And he's got a great new place out there. And he'd been wanting to move from Cal. He'd lived in California forever.
And now he's got a place?
Place in Boise, yeah.
But okay.
But he still works for a California company, so he really likes that. And they get to work remotely and all those. And, yeah, you get to make California wages while living in Boise. Not a bad life there for you, I tell you.
That is the life,
absolutely. Well, if you didn't know it, this week is one of the biggest of the year for back-to-school shopping. It's around the corner.
When are they going back? When are kids going back to school?
Isn't it normally like that last week?
I have no idea.
So sometimes it's after Labor Day, but most of the time it's a week before end of August here. So it's hard to imagine we're that close to school. I know, you're looking at your gallery and going, what?
I can't believe it.
It really is. And we got that $500 Visa gift card if you want to win
back
to school. That's up there on the KORD mobile app as well. So let's have some fun with you. Dorkiest back to school outfit your parents ever made you wear. Can you recall?
I had granimals when I was growing up. Do you remember? So you could mix and match.
Yeah.
I mean, and you get, it was a great way to show us how you're supposed to dress, or you know what I mean, how you can put together an outfit.
I always look at all the past photos of, it's funny how plaids were the big deal when we were kids or
anything
whatever.
Patterned.
Yeah, anything. A lot of patterns.
Yeah.
And then because I was so poor as a kid, when I got to be a junior high, which is the worst, and even high school, it's like, my fashions were 2 years behind always. So
yes.
if people had, you know, parachute pants, well, that's what we picked
Rick
up.
Rick got them 2 years later.
Yeah, 2 years later. And then he got made fun of because, oh, look at him wearing parachute pants. That was so 2 years ago.
Or when you had the pants were too short. Were you waiting for a flood?
Oh, God.
Really?
Yeah. Had that. Oh, yeah.
Shut up.
Yep. Well, high waters. They called them high waters. That's right.
Oh, my gosh.
So funniest, dorkiest back-to-school outfit your parents ever made you wear. That isn't gonna be fun.
My parents never made me wear anything, but I remember I had fashion boots. I had white fashion boots. Go-go boots.
Okay.
They were cool. Yeah.
I was going to try. I tried real, real hard to be low-key, so I don't think I, you know, what I really wanted, which I couldn't afford, was Levi's. Levi 501, the blues. I wanted 501 blues.
Levi's and Lee jeans and bib overalls were cool back in my day.
Oh, bib overalls.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. All right.
You know.
So I know, Patty, once I got old enough to start doing lawn mowing jobs and different things like that, then I started paying for my own clothes and getting different things.
I remember when I got my first pair of Nike tennis shoes.
Oh, yeah. They
had the red stripe.
That was a big deal.
It was a big deal.
And I liked Reeboks. So I don't know if they even make Reeboks anymore, but
I remember Reeboks.
I loved Reeboks. They were, for me, the comfiest shoe of all. So we'll take some calls here. 547-KORD, funniest, dorkiest back-to-school outfit that your parents made you wear. This is going to be fun. You got Rick and Patty, KORD.
The KORD Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD.
Hey, good news, number one for New Country. It's 102.7 KORD, your morning commute. You got Rick, you got Patty. Good morning. 749, 67 degrees, partly sunny already for you.
I'll take it. It's beautiful.
It is beautiful right now. 90 expected to be, or at least the low, high 80s and low 90s today. And then over the next couple of days, it looks pretty nice over the next couple of days.
I know.
It's going to start warming up again next week. But right now we get to enjoy the 80s and low 90s. So there you go, 67 for you right now. If you didn't know it, well, this is the biggest time of year for back-to-school clothes shopping, and thought we'd have a little fun with you guys. Would your parents ever make you
wear that you didn't want to?
One of the things, okay, so here's the deal. And I don't know if I've talked about this before. So I learned a very valuable lesson, at least for me in junior high. People ask me why I don't cosplay. They're like, oh, why doesn't Rick cosplay and go to, whenever I go to a comic convention or anything like this? Okay, here's the deal.
You mean you don't go in costume?
I do not, ever. No, ever. And people have asked my wife that, because we've gone to Comic-Con.
But I thought you had a red cape when you were a kid.
I did. And I love that red cape. I did. That was in elementary school. So in junior high, seventh grade, one year, it was St. Patrick's Day, And I decided to dress from head to toe in green because it's St. Patrick's Day. You know, well,
I like it.
Well, I had green socks. I had green pants. I had a green shirt. Well, anyway, I got made fun of. And so from then going forward,
What do you mean?
Yeah, I got made fun of. So I don't do it. I just don't do it. So it's like, it's surprising.
Do you remember who those kids were? Do I need to make a few phone calls?
No. But it's funny is even you'll very seldom ever see me repping something.
Oh.
You know, like very seldom you'll see me with my jersey, my football jersey. But I don't wear it very often. But I do on a rare occasion. But I'm one of those people that...
You mean your Dallas Cowgirl? I'm Cowboys?
I'm just saying. So I go out of my way not to, if I'm going to something, if let's say whatever it is, it's a movie, it's Harry Potter, whatever it is, I do not dress up like in anything.
You mean you're not going to wear your Harry Potter glasses?
No, that's right. I don't do any of that because of that seventh grade trauma. It's like, nope.
I'm sorry for that.
But it's life. So people ask, oh, you go to Comic Cons? Yeah, I do, but I don't dress up. I have deodorant on. I do have deodorant on. If you're just curious about
thank
that,
thank goodness.
You know, at Comic Con, I'm an eight. Normally, I'm a four. Normally, I'm a four in real life.
Are there a lot of people who don't wear deodorant at Comic Con?
Yes, Patty. You need to go to a Comic-Con sometime.
No.
Yeah. There are people around our building that don't wear deodorant. I'm just saying. There's people around. We have coworkers who don't wear deodorant. I'm just saying. And I can smell them. All right. So anyway, I would never. Yeah. So all right. We're going to have some fun with you guys. All right. Let's have some fun with you guys. Funniest, dorkiest outfit that your mom or dad made you wear. Tell us about it.
My parents made me wear a light blue sweater with a poodle on it and a bow to match. It was light blue with white polka dots on it.
What?
With a perm. I was eight.
Oh,
it was horrible. It was the worst picture ever.
I love this. So a poodle sweater, a little bow in her hair, and then, of course, a perm. Yeah, that sounds
way
like...
Way back in the day, to get a perm was cool.
That was cool.
And it took 2 hours.
Yeah, it did. It took time to get those curls. All right, craziest, dorkiest outfit you wore for school. What do you got?
I remember, the worst outfit. It was, a third grade. These purple corduroy pants.
Oh, yeah.
And I had a button-up shirt that had purple in it, too. So
yep.
I was like a miniature version of Grimace, more or less. My sister thought she'd be, kind of helpful and trim my bangs a little bit. And
yep.
Didn't do so hot there, either. The funniest part was I was missing a front tooth, too.
Oh, gosh.
All I needed was the black horn-rimmed glasses with tape together in the middle. It would have been a perfect day.
There you go. That's everybody's perfect outfit right there. Yeah. So even as a kid, your first, second grade, you're trying to match. You don't realize that
Do you remember picture day?
Oh, of course. Absolutely. Do you have all your pictures? I have most.
I do.
I've got most of my pictures, yeah. I got one with Fonzie. I got a Fonzie t-shirt. Fourth grade was Fonzie. Anyway, so there you go. We're going to have some fun. More calls on the way. Funniest, dorkiest outfit you wore back to school. More calls on the way. You got Rick and Patty.
You're listening to Rick and Patty in the Morning on number one for New Country. 102.7 KORD. Make sure you have our free app for concert news, contests, and your favorite country everywhere you go.
Time favorite, number one for New Country. It's 102.7 KORD. You got Rick, you got Patty. Good morning. 67 degrees, partly sunny skies. High 80s to low 90s today for your weather forecast. A little breezy, they say, 10 to 15 miles per hour.
Okay.
Looking outside right now, I don't see too much of a breeze going on. We sure had it.
It looks nice, though.
We had it yesterday.
Yeah, we did.
There was no doubt.
It was way breezy.
Yeah,
here.
No doubt about that. If you've got the KORD mobile app, you can pop that bad boy open because up there posted for you, we've got that $500 Visa gift card. It's up there. Also, Cole Swindell. If you want to see Cole Swindell, who's around the corner, I can't believe how time's flying.
I know.
He's around the corner, I believe in September. Give you a chance to win those tickets right now on the station mobile app. So a lot of things going on up there. And of course, there's a couple stories up there. That big 100 pounds of drugs. Look at that. Woo! That Oregon bust. Wow. 100 pounds.
Like, there's more to that story.
Who drives? I mean, come on, man. It's like, really, really. I mean, criminals be criminaling, I guess. Criminals be criminals. But look at that.
Unbelievable.
Looking at that photo. That photo is absolutely crazy. So there you go. Check out those articles and more. our friends at Bed Bath Beyond, they're opening up new locations, but with a different name, different stories like that.
Interesting.
And then how you can fast track your driver's license renewal, because no one likes to go to the DOT to get their license renewed.
Well, you have to wait.
You do.
You're in line for
enjoying the last, 15, 20 years where I can just do it
online.
Yes.
Yep.
But now I don't have the enhanced license, so that's something I'm going to have to look at as we get ready. Mine doesn't expire to next year, so... But
I did the enhanced license right away because I don't need to take my passport when I fly United States. Come on now.
Part of me thinks it's easier to get the passport than it is to go sit in line. Don't you have to make an appointment at the DOT and all that? Yeah. I think you got to make an appointment.
But you can just make the appointment online and just go and do your thing.
I guess so. So I haven't decided yet if I just want the passport. I mean, I don't fly. It's a rare. I mean, I have flown, but it's such a rarity. It's not like I'm a traveler or something like that, you know. So,
Don't worry about it.
But if you want to fast track your driver's license, details posted for you now on the station mobile app. Also, more details if you want to lose a bunch of weight. Now, we can help you out on that. Patty, 34, 35?
34 pounds.
My goodness.
34 pounds down, Rick.
Still going strong. I lost over 20 pounds thanks to our friends right there at Tri-Cities Weight Loss.
Yep. If you want to lose 20 to 30 pounds in a month or two like us, get in touch with Tri-Cities Weight Loss. You can call them 509-410-0670.
That's right. No prepackaged meals, no surgery, no drugs, no injections, no exercising. And over the weekend, I had gone to Boise to visit my best buddy.
Yeah.
And I ate 4 pieces of pizza. I had a Pepsi. I thought, oh gosh, I'm going to come back and I'm going to be nope. Same weight.
I hear
you. Because you are allowed to have a cheat meal.
Of course you are.
And I was surprised to see that the weight stayed off. So.
Well. You know what? You just get right back on the plan.
That's right. They teach you that. TriCitiesWeightLoss.com. Of course, you can call, can't you, Patty?
Absolutely. 509-410-0670.
Free consultation. Let Ashley know that Rick and Patty sent you 1027 KORD.
We love to hear from you. And it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the Cord mobile app and send us an app chat message. Or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547 KORD. Number one for new country, 1027 KORD. Make sure you have our free app for concert news, contests, and your favorite country everywhere you go.
1027 KORD, the 15th of August, he is coming to Legends Casino. We'll give you a chance to win some tickets on the way very soon for that great show with Scott and McCreary. There you go.
That's going to be fun.
It's going to be a lot of fun. It's 8:24. You got Rick, you got Patty. All right, we're going to tie this one off. Other People's Problems, brought to you this morning by Cliff Septic. Heather's got quite the situation going on. What's going on with Heather?
So her husband apparently is a big-time TikToker and gets all these crazy ideas, and he wants to charge our kids rent. They are 7, 9, and 12. He believes that it's going to teach them responsibility and about money. He says that starting them with the new school year, each are going to get a weekly allowance for their course, and then they're going to pay back a portion of it to us as rent. And I said, you're crazy. And he said, any smart parent would do the same thing he's doing. Do you agree with him? Should kids have to pay rent? Heather in Pasco would like to know.
Well, we're looking at these Facebook comments, and I love that Alondra's got this great system she's got up there.
I see it.
So tell us what's going on here. There's a lot of people chiming in on this, Patty.
She says she uses a mom buck system to help teach my 8-year-old about the money. She does chores other than her responsibilities. For an example, her own laundry. So then all the chores around the home have different values. She can decide how to spend it. Whether it be extra screen time or extra treats, or she can buy a no chores day, which is a way to say teach her about money without actually using actual money. And the kiddos can see how they want to spend it as well.
When you look how they spend it, it's like no chores day is $50. I like this. If the daughter wants $10, she's got to put $30 in. to get the $10. Right. But I mean, it's not like, again, she's doing chores. So it's
chores is like,
yeah, that's the, yeah. And if you do this much chores, you earn $30, you get $10 in cash. I mean, pretty clever on this, mm-hmm. Alondra. Mm-hmm. Really enjoying your list there. Very well done. Shannon says, sure, charge them rent, help them with the concept of running a budget and how to wait for things they want. This isn't taught in schools and it's up to parents to teach. On the same token, save the money they pay in a savings account for them and surprise them whenever they move out. Be a nice booster of cash going into the real world. Shannon, that's what we talked about. My foster mom, mm-hmm. put my money aside there. Kathy says your husband needs help.
Colette says no children at that age. They're just too young to have the concept of money. But another Kathy says, I don't disagree. This could be a great learning experience for your children. Schools don't teach these skills any longer, and it is up to the parents to teach their kids to be responsible adults.
Savannah says, until they're 18, they're kids. You can teach responsibility without charging your minor kids rent. World is harsh enough for them, let them be kids. Colette says, no, children that age are just too young to have the concept of money. And that's from Colette. That is not, Colette, I love you, but boy, that was not how my foster mom looked at it. Nope.
Did you see Mike? Call CPS.
Aaron says, no, that's definitely not a thing.
Yeah.
Derek says, as long as they end up with a good amount of money.
Katie says, your husband needs therapy. No, maybe a teenager, if they have a job, it teaches them responsibility, but that's a little ridiculous. That's from Mary.
So it's kind of mixed today, guys. You guys are mixed. Half you saying this is a great idea, half you guys saying no, it's not.
I do like Alondra's idea, though, where, you know, where they have chores.
Yep, you could take a look at this right there. Yeah, exactly. And what it is, it's almost like, how to earn. She has it's all broken down, how to spend it.
I did meet one time, I knew a school teacher who had a bucks system that she would use, and the kids could buy little toys with it.
Yeah.
You know,
clever.
How they earned. And it was, you know, but they did things like for reading an extra chapter or whatever it was.
Yeah.
You know, multiplication.
There definitely is a way to teach responsibility on this.
Yeah.
Besides just go, charge them rent. They're little kids. They are little kids. So let us know how it turns out, Heather. Looks like you got some great ideas. Alondra's is amazing. I like that, guys. Check out these comments and more. They're posted for you right now on the Facebook. Let us know what you guys still think. You can app chat us. You can call us 547-KORD. We're curious what you guys think. It's other people's problems.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD.